This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
All right, so we, of course, take your calls about anything also. Various different things we will share with you if we get the chance that you might find interesting. A lot of them actually come from our own website at freetalklive.com, where listeners like you can actually control the content of the website. So when you see something that you think's interesting online, you can submit it to freetalklive.com, and then everybody who participates at freetalklive.com, including yourself, can vote on what you like and dislike, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website. And here's some news that I teased all last night, and then we were just so heavy on the phone calls, we never got to it, so we'll start the show out with it tonight. From Franklin, Kentucky, where according to USA Today and the Louisville Courier-Journal, non-celibate gays and lesbians will become eligible for ordination in the Presbyterian Church of the United States.
Is any minister in the Presbyterian, is the any minister in the Presbyterian Church to have to be celibate?
Yeah.
Presbyterian?
I mean,
no.
No, I've never heard of it before.
Catholics. That's it.
Following, I think they're just making it clear that it, even if they're not celibate, they'll still be allowed to. To participate. So following a ratification of a constitutional amendment that reverses decades of official church policy, the long-debated change came late Tuesday when a Minnesota presbytery or regional governing body voted 205-56 to ratify an amendment lifting an effective ban on gay ordination in the church constitution.
Good for them.
Yeah, that's how I felt when I saw this. It was, wow, I mean, and it's not even a close vote. 205-56.
A step forward, I guess.
That's not even contentious with a vote like that.
You know, I get kind of torn over this. You know, to me, the Bible, when I read it, and it's been some time, but I've read it multiple times, but it's been some time since I've done so, was pretty clear that you know, that homosexuality wasn't acceptable. Now, I don't know whether that was a cultural thing that was... I consider everything, that most things that are in the Bible, to be cultural. The Bible sanctions slavery, so I consider that to have been a cultural sanction. At the same time, I consider the, you know, the them not sanctioning homosexuality be cultural, too. And the whole thing where Paul says that women have to have their heads covered and they should have long hair. And
so why are you torn, then? I don't understand.
Well, I mean, it just seems to me that the Bible says that, you know, that Christianity is an anti-gay religion. I mean, that's what I've heard all along.
Is it that clear, or is it just their interpretation?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose you could interpret gays are abhorrent any way you want.
Sure. Now, what part of Christianity is this sect, or Presbyterian?
Christian. Pretty mainline Christianity.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, it's so mainline that more presidents of the United States have been Presbyterian than any other religion.
Oh, wow.
Presbyterian, I was raised Presbyterian.
Presbyterian is the vanilla. Not even the French vanilla. The vanilla of Christianity.
Okay, then it's probably what I was raised as well.
But you don't even recall.
I know. I didn't even care. Wow. It was just time wasted.
So the change set in motion by the denomination's General Assembly in 2010 marked the fourth attempt since the late 1990s to overturn a policy that once had solid grassroots support. But support for the ban had waned in the most recent round of voting in 2009 and 2008, and numerous presbyteries flipped their votes from opposition to support in the current round of voting. One co-pastor at a church in Louisville said, "I didn't actually expect to see this for many more years," and apparently she has long supported the change in the policy. The denomination has talked about, prayed about, worked, discussed, discerned for 35 years, she says. It feels like an enormous gift and breath of the Spirit. What it means is we're recognizing the gifts and graces of God in more and more people. And I have to say, I mean, bravo, congratulations.
Yeah. Now, they repealed something. They repealed, they got rid of a ban, isn't that correct?
Correct.
So they didn't actually make a law that made it okay to be gay and...
They just removed a ban.
Right, excellent. They did it the right way.
I like to see, I want to see gays accepted in whatever communities they want. I find it very strange that, you know, a major sect of Christianity would do so. I mean, are they dying for members that much?
Probably.
Well, like you said, Mark, it is a major sect, so it's... That's what came as a surprise to me, but I guess it makes me kind of look back on my childhood and when I went to church, and I never had parents who were the most, I guess, ultra religious. They weren't even, I would say, maybe my mom was more religious than my dad, but we would go to church maybe once every 2 or 3 weeks or mm-hmm. something like that. I didn't have Bible quotes hanging up all over the house or anything like that. And obviously I don't have any real feeling for how religious the rest of the people at my church were, or the parents of the kids that I might have spent time with. But I guess it's probably not, you know, it's not a fundamentalist sect if they can make a change like this.
Well, I could see it in my family while I was growing up. I could see the distinct divide between just how righteous strength of conviction that this person held. My grandparents were very religious, where they'd go sometimes every day. And then as the older children, their older children were somewhat religious, and then the younger children were a little less, and then, you know, the grandchildren were even less. So I think that's increasing, you know, that whole idea that people don't really value religion that much anymore.
Well, now Mark kind of touched on that, the idea that maybe they're desperate for members. But on the other hand, Mark, if you've got 205 to 56 in a vote here, which means that a good portion, you know, one-fifth, essentially, of the church disagreed with this. So are there that many gay people clamoring to get involved with the Presbyterian Church who have otherwise decided not to where it might offset the one-fifth of the church that may disagree with this and may decide to leave or join another church as a result of
the actual this happened with the Anglicans, which are also the Episcopal. In the United States, they're Episcopal, and in England, they're Anglican. And they had a schism over this same issue a decade ago. They allowed gay priests, is what they call them, although they're not celibate. They allowed them, and a portion of the church went one way, and a portion of the church went the other way. So,
and the church actually split into two churches?
As I understand it, you know, not in England, but elsewhere around the world, because it's big in Africa, too. So, you know, that's my understanding of it. It may very well happen here, but if it's only a fifth, I doubt that it will. Also, there are a lot of people that were raised Christian and want that that ceremony that goes with church.
Exactly.
And they want
that
in their
lives. That's what I was thinking. The whole, how much of this is marriage-related and how much of this is actual religious, you know, reasons that they're going to go every week and do that whole Sunday Mass thing, or is it just to get married in this church, to have that ceremony that is so,
well, this doesn't address marriage. This just addresses the issue of whether or not they can be priests or ministers, whatever they're called.
If they can be ministers, then likely they can the church, that somebody will marry them.
Presumably, but I don't know if that's addressed.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of gay people that want to be involved in a church. I think that they'll be drawn to the Presbyterian Church as a result. I go to church on a regular basis. It's a Quaker church, and we call it meeting. But I go on a regular basis just because I like going to church. I my beliefs don't require me to go to a church. You know, I don't think that I'm any better or worse of a person for going or not going. I just like to go.
But I'm sure it has a lot less pageantry than say, the normal vanilla Christianity church, where you have all the chanting and the bells and organs and all that stuff going on.
You're talking about Quaker Church?
Yeah, saying the contrast.
Like that.
Right, exactly.
Quaker Church is essentially, at least around here, I imagine it's fairly similar in a number of places, is where you sit around in a circle and sit quietly for approximately an hour, and then after that, the silence is broken and there's some level of discussion. But there are what they call, oh gosh, I forget the name of it, but there are Quaker churches.
There's liberal, our church is liberal unprogrammed, so there's programmed.
That's the word. The programmed churches, they actually do have some sort of a minister, correct?
Yes.
So not all Quaker churches are of the same ilk.
Well, there's
also
cool.
Conservative ones, too.
Now, what does that mean?
The conservative ones are much more, you know, the Bible is what the Bible is. You know, the Bible is what the Bible says.
Yeah, there's no Bible even involved in this particular Quaker church.
Some people may bring one or own, but yeah.
Have you seen that happen?
I've seen one person bring a New Testament.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Maybe you're a Presbyterian and you've got some comments here. You don't have to be a Presbyterian. If you'd like to share your thoughts on this news, which I think is very good. 800-259-9231, the Presbyterian Church, allowing gay ministers. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you there free. So enjoy those again on us, freetalklive.com. Features including our webcam. You can click, you can watch, you can listen, you can interact because our chat room is built into the very same page over there at cam.freetalklive.com. And, of course, it's all for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And if you're tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet and the banks charging you endless fees, you might want to look at taking control of your own money and look at Bitcoin. And I would say look sooner rather than later, because Bitcoin is going crazy on the internet. The price, what was it, Mark? Six something now?
6.10, was it?
Like every day we talk about Bitcoin.
It's a dollar higher.
Yeah, it goes up a dollar.
Invest today. That way you'll have it'll be worth $7 tomorrow.
Wow. That's unbelievable, actually.
It is unbelievable. I can't believe it's going to keep going up like this, but who knows? There's no way to predict what Bitcoin's going to do. It's a new form of currency that has never existed before. It is a decentralized, anonymous, digital currency, meaning that you can't know who's sending what to who, but yet it all gets to where it needs to go, and it's verifiable, and it's secure. And it's just, I have to say that I wish I'd bought them sooner.
Wow.
And you can go to weusecoins.org to learn more about it. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and if all goes well, their value will continue to climb over time, especially as the dollar continues to become more worthless.
That's right, and they're talking about QE3 coming up here.
What is that, QE3?
Quantitative Easing 3. It's a play
round
on
3 of the bailouts?
Yes. Yeah, it's a play on the words of Queen Elizabeth 1 and 2, because they had Quantitative Easing 1 and Quantitative Easing 2, and so now there is no Queen Elizabeth 3, but there will be Quantitative Easing 3.
Yes, the trillions of dollars where they just open the printing presses up and let them spew out.
And when is this going to happen?
They're talking about it right now, at least the Bernanke is.
So there you go. Go to weusecoins.org. And as I think you were talking during the break, Mark, about, we were talking about Bitcoins at that time, is that the only thing that could really stop Bitcoin is if the internet were shut down.
Right, it's peer-to-peer.
Yeah.
And
right,
I don't know
peer-to-peer,
that means,
I didn't mention that. You don't know what that means?
Not exactly. It's like sharing files, songs and stuff.
Yeah, that's how most of the file sharing software works out there, where each node on the network, each individual that's running the peer-to-peer software, is essentially a portion of the network, and they all work together to kind of verify and check and make sure that everything is distributed correctly.
Right, right. They share the load of whatever task it is, whether it's uploading or downloading, but they each...
And storage.
Right. Well, of course, they store it on their computer, but yes, they each do a part. Some of them take so many parses of this file and send it, and the other one sends the rest of them, and so they all come together at the end, and it checks, the system checks the file, and
with Bitcoin it's a little different than the file sharing, because you're not dealing with huge files, you're just dealing with little transactions that are going from point to point. And so what happens is, when you first do a Bitcoin transaction, it takes a few minutes. It's not an instantaneous thing like a Visa card check. Like it'll actually, you'll be done once, instantaneously you're done, but it's not verified until different nodes on the network can basically say, yes, this is the real deal. And then you start getting returns over about a period of 10 minutes. And once you get to 8 certifications, basically 8 different nodes out there on the BitTorrent, Bitcoin network, then that's essentially a locked-in transaction. It's done.
And does that only happen the first time, or
no? It's every single time, because it takes time for the information to propagate over the peer-to-peer network. I hope I've explained that
tubes
correctly, but later on, that number just climbs. Like, I have a transaction that I made, and it's got over 2,000 verifications. You know, so it's like, you know that that's the real deal, I guess. For lack of a better way of explaining it, weusecoins.org. I'm still new at this, obviously, and a lot of us are. And the Bitcoin thing is still new as well. When did it start? 2008 or something like that? So it's relatively new on the scene. We continue here with your phone calls. Of course, you can bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. And since we're talking about tech, here's some news from torrentfreak.com, where the U.S. government is determined to put an end to online piracy. In an attempt to give copyright holders and the authorities all the tools required to disable access to so-called rogue sites, like, for instance, how they've taken down some of the poker playing sites, they just go swoop in, they take the actual DNS records from the main hub, and they just jack the sites out of people's possession. They could do it to anybody's site. Anyway, lawmakers will soon be introducing the Protect IP Act. Through domain seizures, ISP blockades, search engine censorship, and cutting funding of allegedly copyright-infringing websites, the bill takes internet censorship to the next level. During the past 12 months, the government seized more than 100 domain names that it claimed were promoting copyright infringement. But this was just the beginning. The domain seizures pale in comparison to a bill that's about to be introduced. called the Protect IP Act. It will introduce a wide scale of censorship tools that authorities and copyright holders can use to quash websites that they claim are facilitating copyright infringement. It's basically a revamped and worsened version of the controversial COICA proposal, which had to be resubmitted after it failed last year. The summary of the bill begins with a recital of the now standard industry claims about the financial harm caused by copyright infringement. Claims that, interestingly enough, were put in doubt by the U.S. government itself last year, but are still used to push anti-piracy legislation through globally. And, of course, we've talked to people about this issue in the past, and there have been interviews of people who engage in so-called piracy. I think it's more accurate to call it file sharing. But it's... it's the case.
Right, piracy is robbery on the open seas.
Yeah, it's the case that these people, in many cases, actually utilize the file sharing techniques to introduce themselves to new products that they otherwise would not have introduced themselves, been introduced to. And then they go out and purchase those products because they were exposed to them thanks to the file sharing method.
Right. The suggestion is that if I go online and I use some, you know, surreptitious fashion to download Twisted Sisters, we're not going to take it because I like the song, that somehow I am stealing money from Twisted Sister because otherwise I would have gone out and bought the album I Want to Rock or whatever it's from. I have no idea.
Right.
When
it's absurd.
I mean, anybody, I haven't bought a CD in decades. I've got no interest in going to CD stores and buying CDs of major bands. I am not interested. And lots of small bands out there use the file sharing and all kinds of means on the internet to actually promote their music because they want it listened to.
Mark, do you go to shows?
Nope.
Concerts?
Nope.
So you basically just consume music through basically listening to it in personal settings, your car or you're at home or that's about it.
The few times that I listen to music, it's going to be something that I've either downloaded on the internet, and I couldn't tell you how I've gotten it or not. And, you know, I mean, there are sites that you can get songs from, and much of the stuff isn't even copyrighted that I know of, or it's available for download.
So it's fairly safe to say radio. You wouldn't have spent any money.
I'm not going to spend any money on music. No. No!
It's difficult for them to show a loss. I mean, that's what they're claiming. We have a loss in money, but you wouldn't have spent that money anyway, so that loss is completely speculative. I think it's just fictional.
So we're going to get into a little more detail on what this Protect IP Act actually does here. And of course, the Protect IP actually stands for something. It's an acronym. We'll explain here in a moment, kind of like Patriot Act.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for boomers and beyond.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site. You can just go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and podcast, all free, of course. That's m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
You can also go to gold.freetalklive.com. We have there some hand-picked gold and silver pieces that you can purchase. There are lots of all kinds of people are trying to sell you gold and silver these days. You need to check around and see what the best prices are. Gold.freetalklive.com makes that easy for you. We believe it to be some of the best prices on the internet, but hey, you know, shouldn't take our word for it. You should check yourself. Gold.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, we talked a lot about money here so far tonight on the show. I was going to mention this before. It just slipped my mind. Gold and silver, hard metals, value, actual physical, tangible value, something you can store. That's useful. And then Bitcoin, I think hard metals and Bitcoin are a nice little 1-2 combo, if you think about it. Because you, on one hand, Bitcoin, there is the chance that you could still, you know, the internet could get shut down, right?
There could be nuclear war.
We are talking
nuclear
about
nuclear war.
We are talking about, yeah, nuclear war.
I was saying nuclear for fun.
We are talking about here this news about this Protect IP Act.
They are similar,
where the government is going to be attacking, and if this thing goes through, and there's no reason why it wouldn't, I wouldn't think. Because obviously the RIAA and the MPAA and these big industry associations are a lot more influential over the federal government than any of the rest of us. So we'll give you more details here, but clearly the federal government is looking to encroach upon the internet. So nice to have, you know, a little bit of diversity in your investments to some extent.
Well, how difficult is it to buy something over the internet with coins that are in your possession?
It's more difficult.
Pretty darn. You'd have to mail them. And then trust the person's going to send it to you.
Right, and then trust the delivery service. Yeah,
right. So
uncomfortable.
Bitcoin solves all those issues, and it's expensive to ship an ounce of silver in the mail. I mean, you're paying quite a bit over spot at that point once you factor in the shipping costs. So if you're just buying something for cheap, then it just doesn't make sense to use some sort of a value, actual, you know, silver/gold online. Nobody has as of yet successfully created there have been attempts, but it hasn't worked. No one has successfully created like a Visa card that is actually backed by gold or silver.
Which would be awesome.
Which totally would be awesome. But it requires, the problem with that is it requires too much central control. And the Bitcoin doesn't. Bitcoin's completely distributed, completely decentralized. There is no central head office. There's no bank involved. Whereas with a Visa card or a MasterCard or something like that, backed by gold or silver, you've got to have some kind of institution that is running that operation, at least thus far.
And institutions can have their doors kicked in by the government that doesn't like whatever you're doing. I mean, the government went after the Liberty Dollar, which essentially was just an organization that was backing their currency up with gold and silver.
So let's get back into what the government here is proposing. Somebody in the government is putting this forth. The Preventing Real Online Threats to Economic Creativity and Theft of Intellectual Property Act. The Protect IP Act, as it is being called, authorizes the so-called Justice Department to file a civil action against the registrant or owner of a domain name that accesses a foreign internet site or the foreign registered domain name itself, and to seek a preliminary order from the court that the site is dedicated to infringing activities, according to the document. In case a domain is not registered or controlled by a U.S. company, the authorities can also order search engines to remove the website from its search results. So basically the feds coming in, attempting to swoop in and actually snag your domain name from you, but if it was registered with a non-U.S. entity, then they will simply order Google and Yahoo and all the other search engines to essentially not index the file in their search engine. So they do what China did.
They're moving up the chain, so to speak, from the user to the domain that hosts this or provides the content or distributes it somehow. That's just... It's absurd because that domain has nothing to do with whether or not someone downloaded something in most cases. It has no control over...
True, but they're going to target the torrent sites, for instance.
Right,
they're going to go after the sites where... you're right, JJ, the torrents don't actually have any of the file information in them. The torrents are simply like a guidebook for your computer.
That's all.
To allow it to find what what you are looking for. And then the actual files themselves are provided by the peer-to-peer network, which is a bunch of different people and their computers all around the internet. But it won't matter. They're just going to go after whatever central repositories that they possibly can.
I wonder how many more ideas from communist countries the United States government's going to take.
Yeah, this is totally China. I mean, this is right out of China's playbook. This is what a lot of people in this country were very upset about when China did it, and now it may be happening here. And we did tell you to beware because things
how are they going to tell the search engines not to allow this result?
They're corporations, so the corporations are essentially tools of the federal government to some extent because they've asked for it to incorporate Google and those other companies.
Okay, how about someone make a decentralized search engine?
It's a great idea. It may end up happening as a result of this legislation. So we'll continue here with a little more detail.
Somebody probably has made one, but...
It'll become more popular in that case with this if this legislation.
I know StartPage is private. StartPage.com is private, but I don't know that it can't be decentralized.
So this particular act again will allow the ISPs. Not only will they be able to order search engines to remove the website from its search results, they will also be able to order internet service providers to block the website. And to order ad networks and payment processors to stop providing services to the website in question. So kind of a triple threat, basically, to shut down search results, to shut down the ISP that's actually attempting to access these websites, to tell all ISPs, essentially to create a blacklist like Australia has done. So here you go. On one hand, you got what they're doing in China by eliminating search results like the Chinese communist government. And then you've got Australia, which has this draconian anti-porn filter that is forced upon everybody.
Right, that calls women with small breasts childlike and won't let pictures of them through. I mean, it's really bizarre.
So there's that aspect of it, and then also the idea that they're going to go after the payment processors and advertiser networks as well. If the court issues an order against the registrant owner or domain name resulting from a Department of Justice-initiated suit, the Attorney General is authorized to serve that order on specified U.S.-based third parties, including ISPs, payment processors, network providers, and search engines. These third parties would then be required, presumably by the penalty of law, by the
right.
penalty of punishment, a threat of jail time, financial penalties, etc. And they would be required to take appropriate action to either prevent access to the Internet site or cease doing business with the Internet site. Although the above is already quite far-reaching, the bill also allows for private copyright holders to use some of the same tools as the government. Without due process, copyright holders can obtain a court order to prevent payment providers and ad networks from doing business with sites that allegedly facilitate copyright infringement.
How do they ever get around a due process? How do they do that?
They just pretend.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. They don't care about
You're
that.
Right, they
Ask
don't.
Ask those guys sitting in Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah. Well...
Unlike the DOJ, copyright holders cannot obtain orders to block the sites through the for the ISPs or search engines. The summary of the bill doesn't go into the constitutional issues that arise with several of the measures. However, it ensures that the legislation is in the best interest of the public by protecting people from any website that, quote, endangers the public health.
Wow.
That's a strange thing to say, isn't it?
You're going to catch a virus from that website.
Yeah. How is it that a website could endanger the public health?
Because if you don't believe their story about intellectual property, you must be mentally ill, and you're going down a very sick, sad road, and we need to intervene.
That's one possible explanation. Usually when you hear the term public, it's code for government. So, like, when the government says, the government people will tell you that this is for the public good, like, this, well, we need this new tax, it's for the public good. That's them saying, it's for us, we're the government, you'll give us what we say, and it's for our good, because we're the public sector. But when they use the term public, people think it means, oh, you and I and everybody, we're all the public.
That lady last night on the call in said that we're all the government.
She did say that. I don't agree, of course. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll certainly keep our eyes on this particular legislation, let you know as it moves ahead, because it's not going to stop here, I'm sure. And we're coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837 or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its True Cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And on the website, you will find various features, including the promoting options. You go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more great radio stations across the country and more ears all across the internet. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to do that. We're talking about this new censorship bill, described as draconian by torrentfreak.com, where the U.S. government will essentially be able to swoop in, take more domain names, which, of course, they're already doing. They snatched at least 100 domain names in the last 12 months. Just all they have to do is say that we claim that this domain name is engaging in something that is questionable, that this domain name is engaging in something that is illegal, and we'll just come in and take it. And that's what they've been doing.
And just imagine the fight to get back
right.
What they've taken. Just imagine the hurdles
you're done
one has
for
to go through.
At that point. I mean, not only the hurdles, but you'd have to go to court and however many lawyers you
right.
need to hire and whatever those costs are involved. And all that time, your site is offline. So you're losing your visitors. They're not coming back. I mean, they're going to come. They're going to see that this message. There's always this full screen graphic that the feds put up there saying, ha-ha, we took your website. And people aren't going to come back. At any point, they're going to see that and they're going to give up on whatever site. I mean, what are the sites that were stolen by the federal government in recent times? Do you remember any of their URLs? Napster?
Did
I don't think
down?
So. No. Napster shut down, I think, at one point due to some sort of a legal issue, and then they reopened.
Okay.
I believe Napster may still be around.
I think anybody goes there.
The recording industry.
Yeah, they sold out, for sure.
Right.
Yeah, Napster's done for as far as its popularity is
concerned. That's all the point I was trying to make, is nobody who used to go there goes there anymore.
Right, but at no point were they seized, I think is what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
Whereas these other sites have been completely seized. Also, there'll be this if this bill goes through, and the claim is that there's a lot of support for it in Washington, D.C., if this bill goes through, they'll be able to just come in and take out search results from search engines, they'll be able to shut down websites, and they'll be able to order ISPs to block certain websites that may be originating from outside of the United States. Now, if let's rewind a little bit back to the cyber war, which happened a few months ago, kind of kicked off a few months ago. We haven't heard much about it since then. Maybe there's still a few things going on. I know that the Anonymous group has their own blog, and I was just there the other day. So they're still doing things, but they're not necessarily taking on the federal government at this time from what I've seen. However, I would hope that the Anonymous folks would decide to refocus their efforts on the feds.
Aren't they infighting at this point?
I have no idea.
I've heard Anonymous was going after Anonymous.
It's mostly individuals, though. I mean, really, you can try to think of them as a group of people, but they're not.
Right.
There's different individuals who have different associations with other individuals, and they work together, and sometimes they don't.
When they feel like it, yeah.
Right, but I think what this is going to create, this trend of internet censorship will create basically the underground internet and then the sort of corporate internet. There's the two layers. Like the underground, you'll go directly to an IP address. You know, you'll type in the numbers instead of a name, and you'll do all of your, you know, searching through, you know, sort of offshore accounts or offshore IP addresses, and you know, outside the jurisdiction of the United States, that
Isn't
sort of stuff.
Is there some kind of way to do it, like a peer-to-peer DNS or something?
Yeah, there are some of those, but you don't really need the DNS. The thing is, if you know what the number is, the IP address of the server you're trying to connect to.
Sure, but you want to have the address, the word address, so that other people can come to the site.
Okay, well, I mean, there's a learning curve, of course. Whenever you invent technologies or techniques that are needed to circumvent sort of restrictions and blockages, there's learning involved, and people will have to educate themselves.
Sure. Well, you know how many people use Linux now?
No, I don't.
Yeah, neither, but I can tell you it's very few compared to the ones that use Windows, and I suspect that's the kind of adoption that you'd have. The kind of people that would use Windows would be happy to type in geek out typing in these, what is it, 5 digits of two numerals each with a dot in between, or 6 digits?
It's 4 sets.
4 sets?
And then usually there's a 5th set if you're going to go to a specific port.
Okay.
So I'm over here at anonnews.org, A-N-O-N-N-E-W-S.org, which is Anonymous's
right.
official centralized website where they release press releases and such. And apparently they are after a particular government at the moment. It's the New Zealand government. And the New Zealand government is introducing and actually has passed a bill called the Copyright Infringing File Sharing Amendment Bill that has been passed, allowing law enforcement to cut off internet access to those accused of piracy. And additionally, the government feels it is acceptable to monitor a user's internet activity. With the help of larger corporations, the government will start logging IP addresses to initiate lawsuits. Any activity, including viewing streaming media via YouTube or other social media sites, could be viewed as an infringement of copyright laws. The press release continues to say that the law is in breach of certain ideals that we Anons hold true, such as internet freedom. This is a step backwards to the internet, a step that does not conform with the ever-changing way the internet functions. And so, essentially, they are going to target the Parliament NZ website, www.parliament.nz, this coming Saturday with one of their takedown attacks, one of their denial of service attacks, where multiple points from across the world will converge and essentially send thousands upon thousands of million, maybe millions, I don't know how many requests to this particular website, effectively making it inaccessible.
A virtual sit-in, basically.
Essentially, yeah, it's a digital version of a sit-in. Let's talk to Bill, listening in Oklahoma. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark. Hello there.
Hello, guys.
Hey there.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, the one thing that disturbs me about this bill is not so much the government's involvement, so to speak, because I kind of figure that's going to happen one way or the other. They're going to try to enforce whatever so-called anti-piracy techniques that they're wanting to please the big corporations. My problem with the bill is that the big corporations themselves now have, once the bill's enacted, will have the ability to do these takedowns. No more will they have to go through the DMCA. The DMCA at this point is mute. They can just go in, claim that a piece of footage or an audio soundbite or, you know, even a blog posting that cites maybe a snippet of their articles can be grounds for having a site turned off. And that I think is well, I know for a fact that the government shouldn't be given corporations this kind of leeway. I've had a problem with that for a long time. And being someone that's an entrepreneur, or a budding entrepreneur who wants to capitalize on digital media, I'm now at a crossroads, because now if I put up a website, say a digital radio station, and I decide to play independent music, the RIAA can just whether they do business with the artist or the label themselves, they can just say one day, hey, you know, you're streaming copyrighted material, and shut me down. And so where's the incentive of trying to be an entrepreneur if I'm going to get a door slammed in my face?
Right, and what about the due process or any kind of process or whatever involved in proving the claims and all that? No. It seems like they're just going to be able to just swoop in and shut things down.
Yes, and that's the dangerous part. Now, here's some good news, though. I don't know if you touched on this or not, but the people that that brought you the Pirate Bay are working on a side project that are working on decentralized DNS servers.
Right. Somebody touched on that earlier.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that technology, and of course, I think it was Rutgers University who came up with a secondary internet option that they rolled out. I think at the beginning of the year. Of course, it's in its alpha testing, but it bypasses the standard ways of connecting to the internet. And the concept is you link up computers locally to you. Like a chain, and once that chain has been filled out, so to speak, you are on the same network, segregated from the actual huge internet. And so, you know, all these rules and regulations, they're not effective. They've been proven ineffective time and time again. We're just going to figure out.
And we may see more anonymizing services like Tor and I think Freenet or I2P become more popular as well. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. But it's going to be something to where there's always going to be a workaround for whatever these issues are.
Yeah,
however,
it will breed innovation.
Right, it'll breed innovation, but only the most technically adept will be able to use these workarounds, certainly in the initial phases, until they can become user-friendly, which I don't know how likely that is. Maybe it's a questionable situation. I just hope that the anonymous folks actually can shut down the state after they make this move. More coming up. Hour 2's on the way.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very least stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.